It never feels good to get an F, but that's the grade that Massachusetts recently received in a national survey on the risk of corruption in the states. The State Integrity Investigation, of which WBUR is a partner, ranked Massachusetts 47th in the nation for the lack of transparency in its budget process. The investigation said it's difficult for the public to track spending items because much of the substantive budget discussion does not take place in public. So, this week, amid the House budget debate, we followed one state rep's fight for a single budget amendment to see, if we could, just how the process plays out. WBUR's Bina Shamed reports.
Carlos Henriquez is a down-to-earth state representative from Dorchester.
From 8 years old, I'm home by myself, maybe 9 or 10, watching cartoons. But as I got older in the teen, now I'm outside, I'm hanging with people. You know, as a young boy, you get into things, whether it's, you know, it starts off as regular mischief, but easily can get into something bigger.
At 16, he watched his friends go from stealing chips to selling drugs. Henriquez stayed out of trouble because he had a summer job. Now 35, Henriquez is determined to make sure job placements and after-school programs are available to the young people in his neighborhood.
I can't put a price tag on human life, and I've seen this really save and change human lives.
In his first term, Henriquez has made it his mission to fight for the Shannon grants that go to anti-gang programs. This week, the Democratic rep has been trying to convince budget leaders not to cut that funding down to $2 million, a 75% drop from last year. His first step was to file an amendment to increase funding to $8 million. As a rule, House members have just 3 days to get their amendments in, and Henriquez made the deadline. Within a matter of days, he already had 25 reps signed on. But Henriquez knew that wouldn't be enough. He had to make his case before the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. But caucuses are only announced an hour or two ahead of time.
I'm gonna run upstairs. Off we go.
So where are you going exactly?
So we're going up to the members' lounge we have.
Outside, the doors of the members' lounge are like a kid's clubhouse. They read in big, bold letters, members only, private, no admittance. Inside, dozens of representatives make competing appeals to the House Ways and Means Committee, out of the public eye. Henriquez rationalizes why the public and press are kept out of these sorts of meetings.
When I walk in this room, there'll be close to 40 reps in there at least, if not more for this one. So if you open that up to the public, that kind of meeting, you know, it just wouldn't be orderly. It wouldn't be productive. So that's kind of the challenge of it.
There are no public records of these budget caucuses. Supporters of the Shannon grant have to believe that Henriquez is fighting for their cause in the room. After about an hour, he steps out. Henriquez has to do a lot of waiting before he knows the fate of his amendment. To kill time, he cleans out his office.
This can be recycled. This can be recycled. This I need.
He gets a snack at the State House Cafe.
These brownies taste so good.
He listens to some James Brown. Well, it isn't exactly big payback, but the Ways and Means Committee has chosen some amendments to bundle into what's called a consolidated amendment. It includes the Shannon grants.
We got Shannon grant came in at 5.5, which is not as high as we wanted, but it is an increase of $500,000 from last year.
Henriquez counts this as a win.
I really don't want to complain when they give you an increase. You don't want to come back and say, well, that's not enough.
Henriquez is happy, but if he weren't, he has the option to pull out a specific item and debate it. That just doesn't happen very often, and this time, he chooses not to exercise that right.
Question now is on the consolidated amendment as amended. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Further amendment, and the amendment is adopted.
With that vote, the consolidated amendment on public safety is approved. That same process happens again and again until the House settles on a $32.4 billion budget, which happened just after midnight on Wednesday. Now, Representative Carlos Henriquez is looking forward to a victory lap around town.
I bought some headlights and some taillights for my bike, maybe a nighttime ride, if I'm lucky. Ride around the city, maybe a couple of screams and hollers from the bike.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.